Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we will be discussing a recent plenary committee meeting that was held this past Tuesday, February 13th. Jean-François Vachon, private consultant, took the floor to give a presentation before the city councillors. The main objective of Vachon's presentation was to shed light on the current parking situation in the downtown areas and to explore strategies for optimizing parking while simultaneously enhancing urban vibrancy.
Or, l'objectif du portrait qu'on va faire aujourd'hui, je pense que c'est plutôt de vous présenter, de vous offrir des données, une lecture en fait de la situation actuelle, du type de cases de stationnement qu'on retrouve au centre-ville de Sherbrooke. Et puis, par la suite, de réfléchir à ce qu'on peut faire, comment est-ce qu'on peut optimiser, finalement, ce stationnement-là. Le seul problème, c'est que si on lui donne trop de place, ben peut-être que c'est peut-être pas des villes à échelle humaine ou des villes qui ont l'esthétisme qu'on souhaite avoir. Hein? C'est pas en donnant trop de place à l'automobile dans nos centres-villes qu'on fait des belles villes. Donc, l'idée, je pense, que c'est de voir comment est-ce qu'on peut réfléchir sur cette question-là du stationnement pour embellir, finalement, nos centres-villes puis pas juste en faire des beaux
We have the privilege to speak to Lennoxville Borough President and Sherbrooke Councilman Claude Charron. Mr. Charron, who was in attendance, shed some light on this presentation by Jean-François Vachon that was meant to address parking concerns in Sherbrooke's downtown area.
Well, parking's always been a problem in downtown Sherbrooke, and we call it downtown Lennoxville too. We see that people complain there's not enough parking, but quite often it's because they don't want to walk a few paces. But downtown here, what they're doing here is addressing the environment issues, and the environment crisis, if you want, So they're looking at moving on that part of the problem. So in other words, what the intention is to make future downtown Sherbrooke. Walking or biking, you know. So it would be sustainable mobility. That's the aim of the game. So the big issue is that you've got businesses there and they need parking because that's the habit right now. So the big issue is the transition. So there's sort of a debate on that where, you know, we might kill a few businesses if we go too fast at this. So that's basically what is going on, is that we're addressing the environment crisis.
Mr. Jean-François Vachon, during his presentation, drew comparisons with cities worldwide. But the question arises for Mr. Charron, does he believe that these examples are accurate reflections of Sherbrooke's reality?
Well, again, there I made a comment and I asked a few questions about that, is the fact that he's bringing up cities that are not necessarily the same demographics as we have. Seattle, he came up with Seattle, which is 1.7 million people there. And what was the other city? It was Auckland, New Zealand. So, and why he mentions those cities is because they adopted a no-car policy on the street downtown. So basically, what I was saying is that you need the population. Suppose we had a lot of population living there, supporting our businesses, then we can work on the transitions of no cars. But we're not there yet. So that's why I found that these examples were a bit biased, but in support of our local businesses too. Right?
In the wake of discussions surrounding environmental responsibility and urban development, the prospect of eco-taxation looms large. We asked Mr. Charron if he believes that there are concrete plans by the city to implement eco-taxation or similar measures in the downtown area.
Well, yeah, it's always in the plan because when you talk about taxation, that's always a challenge every year. You know, you don't want to increase the taxes, and eco-taxation is another way. That's going to come one way or the other. It's going to come up because the city is always stuck with the basic a municipal tax. Okay, we this year went up for 3.13%. According to me, it should have gone up to 4.5 or something like that. Because then what happens is that we start taxing fields, different specific problems like eco. So in other words, if you have a parking that has no green in it, you're going to be taxed more than if you plant trees and stuff like that. So the intention is good, but it's a lot of work to implement because, you know, inspectors have to go see this. So it demands a lot of labor to take care of this. But that's the intention anyway.
Next, we asked our guest if he could provide some insights in how concerns about potential tax burdens being shifted to property owners, tenants, or customers will be addressed as discussions progress.
Well, I think it's still going to be controversial. It always is. Any tax increase or tax charges are always controversial because you don't want to be taxed. But I think the intention's good. Suppose we have a lot that's strictly parking. They could say, well, we'll use 2, 3, 4 parkings and we'll put green in there and that'll reduce our tax. I think has some sense in it, as long as it's done progressively and not put the hacks in it. Because, see, what I don't like is that sometimes there's a double intention, because we need the money at the city. Mm-hmm. We need to increase taxes, so we don't want to increase taxes, so we'll do this instead. You know, they're looking at other options. So I don't want it to be perceived as a tax increase, but for the right intention anyways.
There were some counselors at the meeting, such as Annie Godbout, who mentioned the challenges faced by employers due to the shortage of parking spaces.
Les besoins de court terme au centre-ville de stationnement, on dirait qu'on les adresse pas. Moi, j'entends des employeurs qui ont de la difficulté à avoir des espaces de stationnement en 2024.
We asked City Councilor Mr. Charron to give us his comments or any ideas that he would have to address this issue.
Yeah, right here, right now, the corporate citizens and the businesses, they're not exposed to that yet as much as what they intend to make the changes for. Because if we reduce again there, I think we're not ready for that. If it has to be done properly, and I think that something else has to be done before we start cutting down on parking. But what I didn't like about the presentation, well, the prior presentation actually, is that they said they were going to consult our corporate partner, corporate citizens, but it wasn't written anywhere. It's just verbal. So I'm sort of worried about that because, you know, the consultation is supposed to be part of our mandate this time, and it seems to me that there's not much of it going on. But again, there, I think when the decisions will be made, I think would be enough for the council to be able to debate this and do it properly. I hope. I cross my fingers on that. I don't want to go into the political part there because that becomes a little complex.
Next, let's explore the comments and perspectives of our guests regarding parking challenges in downtown Sherbrooke.
Well, in a perfect world, I mean, yes, you can bus and yes, you can bike, but we're dealing with weather. You know, I bike a lot. But during winter, you know, I had one accident, and it wasn't even winter. It's just after winter because, you know, that little rocky surface, the dust that has on the ground there, that's just like you break on that. And so there are challenges like that where it's not everybody that can do it. So how do you manage that? Even you look at the Granada, where it's really busy to have good shows and everything, and a lot of the shows are tributes too. So you get all these elders peoples that go down there, mm-hmm. and they have to park a kilometer away. So that's a challenge. so even worse, it can be worse than that. So that's the balance there. You know, do we have to move the Granada out of there? Or, you know, that's really, I think, a big challenge. So the same thing with the small businesses. You know, if elders want to go there, it might be a deterrent. So we have to build it up to there. But, you know, if you get back to the environment crisis, that's where it's hard to compromise. So we have to find a mediation of some kind there to achieve this.
During a plenary committee meeting, the consultant Jean-François Vachon stated that downtown Sherbrooke had an abundance of parking spots compared to other cities. Precisely 10,061, to quote the exact number given. We invited Mr. Charron to share his response to concerns that the city may consider removing some of these spots.
Well, two things, I think. The first is the fact that people are, you know, it's like the drive-through mentality. You know, you go to a restaurant and it's a drive-through. It's so easy. You're right there at the door. You know, you get out of your car. You know, that's a habit that's ingrained now in people. So you drive through. So when suppose you wanted to go to the art store downtown Sherbrooke, and you want to park in front, well, maybe you shouldn't think that way. So you have to use the parking and do the detour and walk to there. So again, there it's still a question of habit and the way we think and changing that habit. So, but it has to be planned properly. That's all I think it has to be done. But again, there competition. Like, I don't know, we had a trend at one time. We had all these shopping centers opening up. And that was the pool, and that's basically what killed the downtowns everywhere in Quebec. It's just not here. So we've been always trying to work to get that back, but it never really came back. But the shopping centers now are suffering from the online business. So it's a big issue when you really look at it. So it's hard to answer as a. Very specifically like this.
During the meeting, Mayor Evelyn Beaudin gave her perspective, suggesting that cities should prioritize experiences and individuals over parking spaces.
L'automobile, ce n'est pas pour elle qu'on construit nos villes, mais pour les êtres humains qui se déplacent pas uniquement dans des voitures. Puis les villes qui ont réussi, c'est les villes qui ont réussi à limiter la place de l'automobile, finalement.
Finally, we asked our guest, Monsieur Claude Charron, to give us his comments on how a downtown can be both accessible and still have some urban vibrancy.
Well, I think that's a really, really good question to answer because, you know, I've been in there for 11 years now. And from the beginning, from my first year that was there, that was talked about, that was discussed. We know we want to revive our downtown. And yes, the experience was a priority. And, you know, for the 11 years I'm there, we got one thing that really I think will work. It's been expensive. It's been a bold move. It's Well Inc. Well, it used to be Well Inc. Well Sud now. Mm-hmm. It was very politicized. But the intention between Well Sud was to dynamiser le centre-ville, you know, to make an experience of the downtown because we have a placette between the two buildings and maybe there'll be shows there. You know, that was the intention of that downtown. And if you'll notice that Wellington South, that part there where that new building is, you know, it's been all fixed so that you get a walking experience. Eh? So we can do many things with this now. And also the side effect from investing, and I'm talking the city, because that was the controversial. They said the private industry, the private sector should invest in this. And they have, but we have to initiate it. So that's exactly what we did. We had a parking done. Yeah, that was a good investment from the city. People don't view it that way because it's a lot of money. But, you know, what happened is that we initiated something and then the lots and the buildings beside it got bought and one of them got demolished and a new building. So it creates movements. So the investment that the city made in the long run, and that's a problem with politics, is we're there only for 4 years guaranteed. But in the long run, it pays off. But, you know, if you count your 4 years, everybody talks against it and whatever. But I think the intention was there to get people down there. We still have a staircase to build at the other end of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's a debate now because it's going to be $1 million, you know. And it's So, you know, it's that controversial between taking the taxpayers' money, putting it there. You have to see that there's a comeback. Yeah. Not everybody sees that.
We want to thank our guest, Mr. Claude Charron, Lennoxville Borough President and Sherbrooke City Councilman, who lets us know that he is easily accessible to the population. Simply check the Ville de Sherbrooke website for his contact information.
People can contact me. I'm fairly easy to contact normally.
I'm Derek Bullard. This has been Reaching Out to the Community. Thanks for listening, and keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.